Hey, hey, hey. 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 Happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, happy. Happy, happy, happy. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Brand new day. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Brand new day. I am the white dove who spread iridescent love all around this beautiful world and universe. All around this beautiful world and universe. And you, and you, and you, and you are tuning in. And you, and you, and you are listening into the iridescent dove channel. Divine, divine, divine soul service. Divine, divine, divine daily soul service. Divine, 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 divine daily soul service. Daily self-love soul service. Daily self-love soul service. Daily, daily self-love soul service. What does that mean, white dove? What does that mean? What is that? That is you. That is you. That is all of you. That is all of you. That is all of you. Every aspect of YOU. Every molecule. Every energetic connection, vibration. Every aspect of you. How have you been serving yourself? How have you been self-serving yourself? And what I mean by that, how have you been taking care of yourself? And what I mean by that, I'm not talking about just on a physical level. I'm not just talking about what you see around you and your surroundings right now or within every moment that you're given. I'm not just talking about what you do throughout each and every day. I'm not just talking about serving humanity and all souls in Mother Earth, and all souls in heaven, in all souls and countless planets, countless stars, countless galaxies and universes of unconditional love all throughout the aspect of energy itself. I'm not just talking about anything beyond that. I am talking about your own oneness. Your own oneness of seeing yourself. Of seeing yourself for who you are and what you do and what you bring to the moments of all the moments. That is you. That is your life. That is you. That is your life. Because only you know your journey and your true structure. DNA structure and your true power. Only you know your true structure and true power. You can pick up so many books. You can talk to so many beings. You can go on so many journeys. You can do all of these things from the outside. from an outside perspective. But only you can truly go inward and see what is inward for who you are and what is in those deep ancient solar structure caves, in those deep sacred solar structure nebulas, in those deep divine Aina, divine consciousness, divine energetic energy that makes up who you are, 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 that makes up who you are. You have given yourself this choice to come to this world, or to wherever you are tuning in right now, to be a conscious living being, to be a conscious living being, to be a conscious living being. No matter what type of being you are conscious enough to hear what I'm saying right now, aren't you? Huh? Wait, what? Aren't you? Huh? Wait, what? What's he saying? Is he talking that light language right now? Is he spitting that soul healing miracle languages right now? Is he spitting that? What? Huh? Was that Arabic? Was that English? Was that Spanish? Huh? Was that gibberish? Was that hieroglyphics? Huh? Huh? Rah? Rah? Meow? Ribbit? Or whatever noises geckos makes? I don't know what noises they make. Huh? Rah? Rah? How are you best serving yourself before you look at serving humanity and all the souls in Mother Nature, in heaven, and so many, to infinity and beyond, planets, stars, galaxies, and universes and multiverses? How are you best serving your soul, your soil? Your soul, soil, your divine essence that makes up who you are, the divine essence that makes up who you are. The divine essence that makes up who you are. The divine essence that makes up who you are. No matter what dimension and reality that you're in throughout each day, could be 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, 8D, 9D, 10D, 11D, 12D, 13D, 14D, 15D, 16D, 17D, 18D, 19D, or even past double D, triple D, that you see from sea to shiny sea, from the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Arctic, and beyond, and so forth, and beyond, and so forth, and beyond, and so forth. This is your soul divine journey of seeing what consciousness truly means to you, and not some other being's perspective. Because you know, when you are seeing it from another being's perspective, if you didn't know, did you know that another being could project another way that might not be all pure of an image or story or so on or so forth? Only you can truly check what that energy is of that moment of connection, especially when you're truly connecting with yourself and seeing where you are on your divine sacred journey and your divine sacred god or goddess earth walk, or whatever character you want to go by right now in this iridescent atmosphere. Tahum, 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 tahum. Tahum, 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 tahum. Tahum, 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 tahum ever. Tahum ever that's tuning in. Tahum ever that's tuning in. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Find some comfortable space. Find some comfortable space. Find some comfortable space. Find some comfortable space. When you do, when you do, when you do, and when you are ready. When you do, when you do, when you do, and when you are ready. Taking three deep breaths. Taking three deep breaths. Taking three deep breaths. Taking three deep breaths. As you are inhaling, as you are inhaling, hold it in for 2 seconds. 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 And when you are ready, when you are ready, when you are ready, be with it. 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 Believe in 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 it. Breathe with 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 it. Believe in 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 it. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale, 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 exhale it out. Exhale it out. Exhale it out, at your own pace, at your own pace, at your own pace, at your own pace, at your own pace. Just be one with your breath. 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 Just be with it. Breathe with it. Just breathe with it. Believe in it. Just believe in it. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale, exhale, exhale it out at your own pace, at your own pace, at your own pace. Just be one with your breath. Just be one with your breath. Just be one, just be one. Just be one with your breath. Tahum, 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 tahum. Tahum, 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 tahum. Tahum, tahum, ever. Tahum, ever. Tahum, ever. Tahum, ever. To whomever, to whomever, to whoever that's tuning in right now, to whoever that's tuning in right now, to whoever, to whomever that's tuning in right now. Find some comfortable space, find some comfortable space, find some comfortable space, find some comfortable space. When you do, when you do, when you do. When you do, when you do, and when you are ready. Take in three deep breaths. 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 As you are inhaling, as you are inhaling, as you are inhaling, hold it and hold it and hold it and hold it. Hold it in for 2 seconds. Hold it and hold it and hold it and hold it in for 2 seconds. When you do, when you do, when you do, and when you are ready. When you do, and when you are ready. Be with it. Just be with it. Breathe with it. Just breathe with it. believing in. Just believing in. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale, exhale, exhale it out at your own pace. 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 Just be one with your breath. Just be one with your breath. Just be one with your breath. Just be one. Just be one. Just be one with your breath. Just be one. Just be one. Just be one. Just be one. Just be one with your breath. Divine life self-love service. Divine service. Service in life. What does service mean to you in your life? What does service mean to you in your life? If we look at life, are we all serving something? Are we all serving something? Like something? Energy? When you look at it, what's going on in life? When you look at it throughout your days, throughout what happens in life, what's really going on? When you're looking, what's going on? Is something out there serving something? Are we all serving different things? No matter what it is, we're not going to go down that route. The route that we're going down right now is, what is your purpose or the purpose of life to serve? What is your life mission? You know what? If you don't feel 100% comfortable even with that right now, it's okay. You know what? If you feel 100% comfortable with it right now, it's okay. All of it is love. 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 It's okay to feel whatever you're feeling right now. It's okay to feel whatever you are feeling with it right now, with the communication of service. But you know what? I respect you. I care about you so much that I'm gonna bring you some more amazing goodies that will help you, that could help you open up more to the universal soul. Self-love family of unconditional love. In this beautiful episode, in this beautiful divine sacred new episode, we are going to be connecting back with one of our beautiful guides, soul healing miracles, soul healing miracles, soul healing miracles. By Dr. and Mr. and Master, by Dr. and the Divine Energy, Unconditional Love Master, Zi, Z-H-I, Zhang Shai, Zhang, G-A-N-G, Shai, S-H-A, or Shay, or however this beautiful master would like to pronounce his name, or however he pronounces his name and his vibration. In his introduction to his soul healing miracle series, he covers a lot of amazing enlightened, divine unconditional love, sacred energy. But he really lightens up and covers that his purpose in life is to serve. And the purpose of life in this beautiful dialect is to serve. And he said he committed his life to this purpose, to share the beautiful energetic vibration of love and how we can open up to the aspects of our enlightenment in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time right now, in this beautiful, 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 beautiful life that we're living right now. He says to serve is to make others happier and healthier. He says his life mission is to transform the souls, the hearts, the minds, and the bodies of humanity and all souls in heaven, Mother Earth, and all the stars and galaxies and universes and multiverses out there, to help us enlighten, further than ever before, in order to create the love, peace, humanity, and connect more with our universal family that we are sharing this beautiful space together. Because we are all together in outer space, aren't we? Huh? Question mark? Aren't we all together right now in outer space? Question mark? Aren't we all living in outer space right now? Question mark? Huh? Right? Bruh? Huh? Because doesn't the universal family of unconditional love include all humanity on Mother Earth, on Mama Gaia, and all the souls in Mother Earth? No matter where, all the souls in heaven, all the souls in planets, star systems, galactic clusters, galactic galaxies, galactic universes, galactic multiverses. Isn't all oneness? Isn't all coming back to connect to oneness? He says the ultimate goal of the universal family is to reach Wan, W-A-N, Ling, L-I-N-G, Rong, R-O-N-G, He, which is the universal light language mantra of oneness. Wang Ling Rong He, Wang Ling Rong He, Wang Ling Rong He, Wang Ling Rong He, universal unconditional love oneness, universal unconditional love oneness, universal oneness, universal oneness. Wang, W-A-N, means 10,000 in Chinese. Wang represents all. Wang represents all. Ling, L-I-N-G, means soul. Rong He, Rong He, R-O-N-G-H-E, R-O-N-G-H-E, means join as one. Means join as one. Means join as one. This is the universal oneness. This is you are. This is the universal oneness. He is saying in this beautiful text, this is the ultimate goal in this new universal era that we're a part of right now. This new era is called the Soul Light Era. This new era that we're in right now is called the Soul Light, Soul Light, Soul Light Era. He is saying in this beautiful text that this era started on August 8th, 2023. He is saying in this beautiful text that this beautiful era started on August 8th, 2020. Excuse me. 2003. Excuse me. We're about to blast off to 2023. Excuse me. He is saying in his text that this started on August 8th, 2003. I'm sorry for getting ahead of myself. Sorry. But hey, maybe that was a shout out of 2023 saying, hey, gonna be a good year. But let's get back to this moment of being in 2023, okay? Sorry about that. You know, that's like, sometimes you just have a galactic stretch. You just gotta wiggle those ones out. You know, it happens. You know. He's saying in this text, this beautiful soul light era will last for 15,000 years. He is saying in this text, in this beautiful light language text, in this beautiful Gaia, Mama Gaia text, earth energy, earth unconditional love text, that this beautiful era that we're in right now, that we are in right now, that we stepped in 2003, will last for 15,000 years. 15,000 years. 15,000 years. Fifteen thousand years. Wow. Take a moment to digest that one. That was beautiful. Wow. 15,000 years. Let's give it up to this beautiful, amazing energy and information of wisdom right now that we're tuning in and learning in the iridescent atmosphere today. Let's take a moment and just be with ourselves and be with this brand new energy, be in this brand new day. Let's take a moment to congratulate ourselves. Let's take a moment to congratulate ourselves for being a part of the Soul Light Era. For being a part of the Soul Light Era, let's take a moment to congratulate ourselves to being a part of our divine self-love, soul healing mission. Take a moment right now and think of your three total life mission. Excuse me. Take a moment right now. To think about your life mission, your divine life mission. Take a moment to think about three empowerments in this divine life mission. What are your three empowerments in your divine life mission? What are your three empowerments in your divine life mission? This beautiful, beautiful text is saying, this beautiful beings, first empowerment is to teach universal service, to empower people to be unconditional universal servants. And their message of universal service is that they serve humanity, and all serves in Mother Earth, heaven, and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes unconditionally. What is yours? What is yours? What is your first empowerment? What is yours? What is your first empowerment? What is your second empowerment? They're saying in this beautiful text that you serve humanity and all souls in Mother Nature, heaven, and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes. unconditionally. They're saying, together we serve humanity and all souls and Mother Nature, heaven and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes unconditionally. They're saying their second empowerment is to teach souls sacred secrets of wisdom, knowledge, and practical teachings of empower people that will empower people to create soul healing miracles to transform all life in itself. And they wanted me to share this beautiful message to you. They say you have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all life. They say you have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of your life, all throughout life. They say you have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all life. And anytime that you don't think you do, find some comfortable space and chant this beautiful sacred mantra. Beautiful sacred mantra. I have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of my life. I have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of my life. I have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of my life. I have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of my life. Together, we have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all life of humanity and all souls and Mother Nature and Mother Gaia and Mother Earth and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universe. Together, we have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of humanity, and all souls in Mother Nature, Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, on all divine levels, in all countless planets, stars, and galaxies, and universes, to infinity and beyond. To transform all life is to boost energy, stamina, your immunity, healing the spiritual, mental, emotional, physical bodies, all bodies, light bodies, healing present sickness, healing all present sickness, healing all present traumas, healing all throughout all the timelines. Transform all kinds of relationships. Transforms all kinds, all types, all kinds of relationships. Transform finances and businesses. Rejuvenate soul, heart, mind, and body. Increase soul health, soul heart health, soul mind intelligence, soul mind wisdom. Opens up all spiritual channels, bringing success to every aspect of life, and more, 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 and many more to come. If you ever feel down, if you ever feel like you are feeling unseen, if you are ever feeling lost, if you're ever feeling like you're not being heard, if you are ever struggling with connecting with unconditional love, find some comfortable space and say this as many times possible, as many times that you can in this beautiful blessed moment, in all the beautiful blessed moments that you're given. I have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all of my life. I have the power to create soul healing miracles and to transform all of my life. You have the power. The power.
You got the power
to transform and create and manifest soul healing miracles all throughout your divine life. Together, 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 we have the power to create soul healing miracles to transform all life of humanity and all souls and Mother Nature and countless planets, stars, galaxies, and universes and multiverses and all aspects of energy and more 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 and more. This beautiful divine text. This beautiful divine text. This beautiful divine text. Their third empowerment. The third empowerment is to teach Tao, T-A-O, to empower all people to reach Tao, T-A-O. To reach soul, mind, body, enlightenment. To reach soul, mind, body, enlightenment. To reach soul, mind, and body, and spirit, enlightenment. Enlightenment. What is T-A-O? What is T-A-O? Even mean? T-A-O is source. Is the divine source creator. It is the divine God spark, God light, Christ light. The source is the creator of heaven, Mother Gaia, Mother Earth, and all planets, stars, galaxies, multiverses, and more and more and more and more and more and more and many more. This is the way of all life. This is the universal properties, principles of all divine laws and all divine energies. This is enlightenment. This is enlightenment. This is soul enlightenment, and it is to uplift one soul standing in heaven to a saint's level. The first step in the spiritual journey is to reach soul enlightenment. If you didn't know this, the first step in spiritual journey, in a divine spiritual journey is to reach soul enlightenment. If you didn't know this, a human being has two lives. A human being has two lives that they're living all in one beautiful and all one in all one in all moments of all the moments. A physical life and a soul life.
a physical life and a soul life. A physical life and a soul life. A physical life and a soul life. A physical life is limited. A physical life is limited. A physical life is limited. A soul life is eternal. A soul life is eternal. A soul life is eternal. The purpose of physical life is to serve the soul life. The purpose of a physical life is to serve the soul life. The purpose of the soul life is to reach soul enlightenment. S-O-U-L. Enlightenment. Enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in heaven in order to become a saint. To become a saint is to become a better servant. The highest saints will be uplifted to the divine realms of divine consciousness, of the divine source, unconditional source, love, iridescent love, and more. Colors and more colors and aspects of energy. If one soul reaches the divine realm, this soul has reached very high soul enlightenment. The next step after this, in this beautiful divine realm, soul enlightenment journey, and the spiritual journey, is to reach mind enlightenment is to uplift one's consciousness to the consciousness of a saint. So yes, a human can be a saint in this realm that we're in right now, because all the realms are in all the realms, because all is all. As above is so below. But it's how you practice the practice. And wait, everything is practice. So Allen Iverson, you better be practicing your practices, my brother. If you want to talk about practice, huh? If you want to hit the saint level. If you want to be in the starting lineup for the saints, the divine saints, you know? If not, we can go to Bethel High School and, you know, we can go talk to Coach Breon and we can go hit the court and I can cross you up and then I'll throw myself an alley-oop, you know? And you can be like, damn, White Dove, you can ball like that. You can be like, damn, Dale the Whale, you can ball like that. But that's you? I'm like, yeah, I'm practicing. It's all about that practice, baby. All about that practice, baby. The saints reside in different layers of heaven. The consciousness of the highest saints could be uplifted even further and completely transformed to divine consciousness, to divine consciousness, to divine consciousness. To reach divine consciousness is beyond comprehension. To reach divine consciousness, didn't that come up an episode? Wasn't that a recent episode? Didn't that come up in season 3? Huh? Didn't that come up before? To reach divine consciousness is beyond comprehension, beyond comprehension. Drop the mic. Cross up mic. Cross up AI. Cross up Steph Curry. Cross up Kevin Durant. Cross up Ben Simmons. Even though Ben Simmons might never hit the court again, you can cross him up on the bench. Cross up Paul George, PG-13. Cross up Jimmy Butler. Cross up King James. Cross up Dirk. Get him coming out of retirement. Cross up Dirk. The next step in this beautiful divine spiritual journey is to reach body enlightenment. Body enlightenment is to transform the physical body to the purest light body, to the purest light body, to the purest light body. To attain the purest light body is to reach immortality. To attain the purest light body is to reach immortality. To attain the purest light body, to become one of those beautiful shooting stars that you see above your head, to become a beautiful galactic protector like Gaia, or maybe more, is to reach immortality. I'm not spilling the tea. I'm just saying what this beautiful, beautiful saint is sharing this beautiful wisdom. Thank you. Ooh, if you didn't know, now you know, baby. This beautiful text is saying, let me explain the essence of immortality to you beautiful, blessed beings. Lao Zai, the author of Dao De Jing, Dao De Jing, stated this beautiful, blessed phrase. And please bear with me as I pronounce this. I will spell this out to you so you can practice this on your own at the best translation that you resonate with this beautiful, beautiful, sacred essence of immortality energy. And this is straight from this beautiful text. Ren fa da da fa tin. Ren fa da da fa tin. R-E-N F-A-D-I. And then it's a space after that. D-I-F-A-T-A-N. Those are the first two. And then the second two, and this is all, you can say this in any way
shape, form as possible. This is connecting with your own energy and your own immortality as you do the sacred practice. 10 fa ta ta fa zin ren 10 fa tan fa ta tau or tan fa tau tau fa zin ren t I a n f a t a o space. Then it's T A O F A Z I R A N. And we will dial deeper into that very shortly. Take that in, 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 take that in. The best way, shape, and form within your beautiful, blessed being. These four sacred phrases have explained the process of body enlightenment, which is the process of reaching immortality, which is the process of reaching immortality. Ren fa da or die. R E N F A D I. The meaning of this is Ren, R E N, means human being. F A fa means follow the principles and laws. D-I, die. D-I means Mother Earth. Ren, fa, die. Pronounced Ren, fa, di. Pronounced W-R-E-N-F-A-H-D-E-E. Pronounce this the best way that you can pronounce this, the best way that you can resonate with this and feel this energy, embody this energy. Pronounce this the best way you're feeling this energy and embodying this energy. This is all about true embodiment right now. This is all about true embodiment to your own immortality right now. This means a human being must follow the principles and laws of Mother Earth. This means a human being must follow the principles and laws of Mother Earth. The law of gravity is one example. Just to give you an example. The law of gravity is an example. Just to give you a beautiful, sacred example. A deeper meaning, this teaches you to transform the J-I-N-G-Q-I-S-H-E-N, pronounce J-I-N-C-H-E-E-S-H-U-N, pronounce that the best way that you can. This of a human being is to the Jin Kai Shin of Mother Earth. J-I-N means matter. Q-I means energy. S-H-E-N means soul of spirit or message or information. One of the most important ancient secret wisdoms about universal formation can be summoned in one sentence. Heaven, Mother Earth, human beings, and countless planets, stars, galaxies,
and universes are made of Jin, Kai, Shin. Another one sentence, sacred ancient wisdom is T-I-A-N-R-E-N-H-E-Y-I. T-I-A-N means heaven or the bigger universe. R-E-N means human being or the smaller universe. H-E-Y-I means join as one. So, pronouncing this together, Ten Ren He Yi, pronounce T-Y-E-N W-R-E-N H-U-H-W-E-E means the bigger universe and the smaller universe are all one. Means the bigger universe and the smaller universe are all one. What the big universe has, the smaller universe also has, and vice versa. It teaches us the sacred wisdom. It teaches us the sacred wisdom in order to understand the big universe, which includes heaven, Mother Earth, and countless planets, stars, galaxies, universes, multiverses, and understand the small universe, which means the human being, us. As above, so below. As above, so below. A human being has the potential lifespan of 100 years and more, if you didn't know this. Humanity, genes could allow a human being to live to the age of 140 or 150. How many years has Mother Earth existed? Honestly, no one knows besides Mama Gaia, if you're asking me in a sacred text. At this moment, this beautiful text and me is connecting with the source. It asked, how long has Mother Earth lived? And the answer that came in to the iridescent atmosphere, the answer that came down, that came to connect with us, was Mother Earth has lived billions of years and more. The answer that was received with our beautiful soul communication that came in from my ancestors, that came in through this to the sacred text, says the source created Mother Earth. On Mother Earth, the oldest minerals analyzed to date were found in West Australia and are at least 4.4 billion years old. They might be some in other places too that hasn't been studied. Maybe West Africa, maybe Antarctica, maybe in your hometown. Who knows? But in this sacred text, it's saying 4.4 billion years old. And it's a new year, 4.5 billion years old. Or who knows when this book was created.
this beautiful sacred text was created. Besides this beautiful sacred human who created it. Or besides these beautiful beings who have this book in front of you. Or besides me, if I go around and find and see when this book was created. If I go see maybe in the index or wherever on this book, wherever it says what year it was created in. This text is saying in the future, additional scientific study could discover even older things about Earth. And the future could be right now. The future could be tomorrow. The future could be whatever type of moment we want to express when it comes to that. These beautiful teachers that we will be connecting and discovering and communicating with when we are connecting with the gifts from soul healing miracles are very important to us as human beings. Very important to us and to Mama Gaia. Therefore, please, please respect these teachings. Please respect this energy. Please respect the divine self-love light and self-love energy that flows, that connects and flows, that we connect and flow to each and every day, that we connect and flow to each and every day, that we connect and flow to each and every day, that we connect and flow with each and every day. Please respect how you serve yourself, how you serve Mama Gaia, how you serve your space, how you serve space, how you serve energy, how you serve your heart space, how you serve this beautiful moment, how you connect and communicate with this beautiful broadcast, with this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vibration, with unconditional love, with unconditional love, with everything in life itself. I am the white dove who spread iridescent love all around this beautiful world. All around this beautiful world. All around this beautiful world and universe. All around this beautiful world and universe. All around this beautiful world and universe. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you are tuning in. And you, and you, and you, and you are tuning in. And you, and you, and you are listening in too. And you, and you, and you have been listening in too. The iridescent dove, the iridescent dove, the iridescent dove, the iridescent dove. Channel. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every day, each and every blessed moment, each and every blessed time that you tune in. Thank you so much for believing in that beautiful unconditional love that flows deep down and all around inside of who you are. Thank you so much. This is the time. We are in that era, the soul light era, and it's gonna keep on happening for 15,000 years. So you have plenty of time to go after that beautiful love, to go after that beautiful unconditional love. You have plenty of time to connect and
manifest and create what you truly want to manifest and create in this beautiful era. But it starts right now. It starts right now. It starts right now. It starts right now in how you are seeing yourself, how you best serving yourself and best serving your beautiful breath in this moment. It starts with being real with what you truly want to resonate with. And only you have what it takes to truly be honest with yourself and go after it for who you are and for what you want to represent right now. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I hope that you have a beautiful, blessed day. I hope that everything is going great with you. I hope that you are going after and creating more divine unconditional love in your beautiful life. Sending love, happiness, joy. And more. And no matter what, no matter if you are struggling right now or going through some hardships right now, it's all about coming back into center and seeing what you truly are working on in these 15,000 years of soul light era, in the soul light era. It's all good. If yesterday was not a good day, it's all good. Tomorrow and today can be a beautiful, blessed day. But it's all about how you are showing up in your practices and how you are showing up with how you are treating yourself and others. Take that time and see how you are best serving your energy. Take your time and seeing how you are best serving your energy. And I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed, brand new day. Namaste. Mahalo. Namaste. Mahalo. Divine blessings. Divine blessings. Divine blessings.